There is something quite remarkable here that you're not paying attention to, because you prefer to go back into your comfort zone, your fantasies, and your fantasies never come true. I was talking to Mushoku just before we came up here. See, and again, do you understand what science says about you? Do you understand what science says about this room? And there is no doubt. There is no error factor in this. See? He said, and the one scientist that I was reading, he said, your body is made up of 99.9999. There's no point in going, because you can never say 100%. See? Emptiness. Emptiness. That's what you are. Your body, this room, is made up of emptiness. See? And the one scientist that I read, he said, Western scientific thought is beginning to catch up with Buddha Dharma. Oh, is that true? Emperor Wu and Bodhidharma. Emperor Wu, ask Bodhidharma, what are we looking at? What was that? About 300, something like that, AD. See? We're looking at way in the back, where we didn't have modern technology. And Emperor Wu asked, what is the primary teaching, see, of the Holy Way? Bodhidharma responded, vast emptiness. That's what modern science will tell you about where you're sitting in this room. Vast emptiness. No holiness. What does that mean? Stop the ruminating mind. Stop the picking and choosing mind. If we can do that, then Yamada Roshi, again, not a mythical character, he was a contemporary. I knew him, I knew his wife. I sat at ZCLA when he talked. He has the book out, The Mumonkan. See, and the most recent, which is well worth reading, see, Zen, The Authentic Gate. And what does he say in there? He said, when you can actualize the way, he said, problems seem to solve themselves. To whatever little degree that I have experienced the Dharma, this seems to be true. And how can I express this in another way? Koan practice. Because transmission in our line primarily comes through Rinzai. It doesn't come through Soto. See, Roshi does have Soto transmission through his father. But Yasutani had his transmission through Harada Roshi. Harada Roshi had his transmission through a Rinzai master. Maizumi Roshi also had transmission through Kori Roshi, a Rinzai master. We are more Rinzai than we are Soto. Soto, the wall gazers. Rinzai, koan practice. A myth. Dogen Zenji had brought back over 300 koans. He actually has a book on it. See, koan practice, and that's what I've tried to get people to see. It's how you clean up. If you've actually seen something, what happens to most of you when you see something? And you do see something. You turn it into a concept because you haven't actually cut the root. See, then what happens? A couple of you in this room, you hold on to this and you hold, and you get pissed at me. See, and you blame me, see, for you being unable to free yourself from your dualistic conceptualizing mind. I'm sorry, and I have told a couple of you in here, what you're holding on to now is delusion. See, see, well, I had this experience. I did this with Roshi. I've even tried to tell you about it. See, I'm very honest in the Dharma, very honest. I do not try to exaggerate. See, I got upset with Roshi. See, on one occasion, I came in, I did work with the koan, and he said, no, no. And I said, Roshi, you approved it when such and such I did. And he said, Nyogen, that was then. He said, this is now. And he said, now it's delusional. And that's when I saw it. I was carrying a concept of my experience. And that you won't want to get rid of it first. You'll think, oh, I've got to hold on to this. You don't have the courage to step from the top of a 100-foot pole. What does that mean? This is what Yamada Roshi is talking about. If you can simply step into each new moment, see, vast emptiness, no holiness, no holiness. If you bring up holiness, what do you immediately bring up as its partner? The defiled, the dualistic mind. This is what he's saying in that koan. And see, and then how do you answer that koan? See, unfortunately, I have tried to pull people through koans, and it was a mistake. Now that I've stepped back, I'm getting a lot of different flack. One of the people that I cared the most for, Genshin. See, she was just fun for me to work with. See, when I pulled back because she wasn't deepening her samadhi, see, got angry with me. Got very angry with me, see. She really threw some unpleasant kind of things at me, see. Again, it was my mistake. Roshi never helped me with one koan. Why? Because my whole goal, see, was to see if I could free myself from the pain and suffering that I had never known anything other than that. From my earliest memory, people were hurting me. See, I mean literally hurting me as I watched my one sister being hurt. See. So I wasn't interested in getting this crazy robe. See. I wasn't interested in sitting up here. I've said that. I wish somebody would actualize it so that I could approve it. And boy, I can be gone in a moment. I will let Mushoku know where I'm going because she'll start bawling on me. See, but the practice is real. You don't get it. See, Bodhidharma, I talked on that koan a couple of weeks ago. Vast emptiness. That's what cutting-edge science says. And the cutting-edge scientists who are being able to say this are the ones who have put a smartphone in your hand, have computers, virtual reality. They understand from one perspective. They don't know how it works, but they know how to manipulate it. See, and they say, right here, right now, vast emptiness. 99.999, Shikhan is the scientific thinker in here. That's pretty close to vast emptiness, right? You'd go with that. See, again, cause and effect, karma. See, don't think that you can continuously be an insensitive, greedy person. I have talked about this over and over again. See, karma, you're going to condemn yourself. See, if you don't eventually clarify and begin to live in this conscious awareness, see, not conceptualizing it. See, stepping from the top of a 100-foot pole means I work in this space here.